You may be familiar with this theme tune. It's the soundtrack to the BBC's hit series Ghosts. But not so many people may be familiar with the Grade 1 listed medieval manor house in West Horsley near Leatherhead, where the series was filmed. Dating back to the 1400s, the house has a long, rich history and is now looking to explore its Tudor roots with a new festival hosting Henry VIII across 2 days on July the 27th and 28th. My name is Lucy Mayer and I've paid a visit to the beautiful West Horsley place to find out all about what's going on there.
My name is Claire Clinton and I am the Arts, Heritage and Learning Manager at West Horsley Place.
Now, for people who don't know what West Horsley Place is, can you explain a little bit about the history?
Oh my goodness, that's such a great question. I mean, for people who don't know what it is, I would say the most remarkable thing about it is that it's this magical secret. So you might have lived in Surrey all of your life and not heard of it at all. But it is a historic manor house set in 400 acres of gorgeous parkland, but it's been in completely private hands for about 1,000 years. So some of your listeners might have heard the name because it was inherited by Bamber Gascoigne about 7-8 years ago, and he amazingly set it up as a charity to open up this beautiful historic place for the community, for everyone to enjoy. So that's it in a nutshell, but it is a very fragile place. The house itself is actually, it's 642 this year. It's a medieval timber framed house, but it's on the at-risk register. It's Grade 1 listed, so it's a really fascinating, important building, and we can talk more about that. But it's been left for around sort of 80, 70 years without having any maintenance work done. And now, as well as sharing it with everybody, we've got to save it.
How much are you looking at to raise, or how much does it cost a year to keep it going?
Gosh, that's such an interesting question. Our aim as a charity, when we're sharing the property with people and inviting people to come and volunteer or come along to do some creative work or go for a walk, is that the income we generate from those activities will basically, they help us keep the door open and they help us do special work and projects with the community. But the estate and the house as a whole needs so much work doing to them, structural work, you know, the roof, the stable block, which is this beautiful building in its own right that's being held up by scaffolding, that however much sort of income we generate through our own activity, it will never be enough to reach the kind of figures we need to tackle those major capital projects. So in the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to be starting a big fundraising campaign where we try and get grant funding and donors and of course contribute income ourselves and try and get the community to help us save the building.
The more eagle-eyed listeners might recognise it from the very popular BBC series Ghost.
Of course.
It's where Ghost was filmed, and Ghost started off not really sure what it was going to turn into, but by the time it finished at Christmas with the Christmas special, it's become a cult TV comedy series, hasn't it? And it's all filmed here.
Yeah, absolutely. Most people I expect would know us as Button House, because that's the name of the place in Ghosts. We're actually called West Horsley Place. But yes, Ghosts has been an amazing thing for us. So they filmed 5 series. And when they started, I don't think anyone had any idea or any expectation that it would sort of take off the way it has or be embraced by everybody the way it has. But it was the most watched thing on Christmas Day on BBC One. So I feel like the nation's really taken Ghosts to their hearts. Which is amazing for us because it feels like they've taken West Horsley Place to their hearts as well. And people come here just to see where was Ghost filmed and you know, visit Button House in real life, which we love. All Ghost fans are welcome, so welcome.
And it is a big part of your income, isn't it? People coming to see where and how Ghost was filmed.
Yeah, absolutely. We had no idea when we started working sort of with the Ghost crew what kind of journey we would be on, or that there'd be any interest in sort of something that had been filmed here. And a couple of years ago, we listened to some of the comments we were getting from visitors, and we thought, well, we do a Nooks and Crannies tour, a history and heritage tour. If people are interested, why don't we start doing a different tour that's about filming at West Horsley Place and how things are filmed, and people can ask us about their favourite things that have been filmed here. And so we started that, and we found that Ghost fans The response has been amazing. So it's now something that happens weekly, and we put on more filming tours during the school holidays. And throughout the year, we have things that we call fans and family days, which are sort of larger scale events, mainly for the Ghost fandom, but of course for local visitors and families to come as well. But we really lean into the Ghost filming that happened here, because people are fascinated by how it worked. And it's such a inclusive, sweet, innocent show. And West Hornsey Place as a charity wants to be as inclusive and as welcoming of as many people as we can. So that alignment is something that money just can't buy that. You know, it's so important for us.
One thing I loved is that when you walk through the front door, you're not walking onto a set. You're actually walking through the actual front door and into what you see on television.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, one of the reasons that we got scouted for Ghosts was that they were looking for somewhere that was, you know, not derelict, but somewhere that was a bit, had seen better days, maybe that's the right way to put it. But there's something about the charm of that. So when you come to West Horsey Place, and you'll see this as we walk around, but you can feel the age of the place, and you can feel the footsteps of the people that have gone before you. And it's not perfect. It's not shiny and new. It's actually on the at-risk register. So as a charity, we're trying to save it. So during Ghost filming, sometimes we'd have to put scaffolding up here or there, and they'd come back the next year and they'd be like, oh, there's some scaffolding there now. You know, Mike and Alison better do some building work, because we can't take that scaffolding out. It's going to have to be part of the show. So they sort of worked and grew with us, and the storyline, you know, adapted as the building has adapted. And some of our real history has actually got into Ghosts as well, which is incredible.
Well, if you're not a fan of Ghosts, although I don't know how you can't be, but if you're not, there is, you know, there's something major coming up this year, isn't there? And it's your connections and links to Tudor history, Henry VIII. When people think of Henry VIII in southwest London and Surrey, they think of Hampton Court Palace.
Yeah.
But tell me about what you've got going on this year.
Well, what's so exciting about this is that, you know, even a year ago, we didn't know really about Henry VIII and West Horsey Place. We knew he was one of the line of owners, but let's face it, I mean, Henry VIII owned hundreds of places sort of everywhere. So we didn't think it was necessarily important. We didn't know that he'd actually ever been here. And we started this project in partnership with Historic Royal Palaces, who've been amazing at supporting us, and also the University of Exeter. And it's a project about our Tudor history. And what we found out is just mind-blowing. It turns out that West Horsey Place, it wasn't just owned by Henry VIII, but it's actually a forgotten Tudor royal residence. So it's so much more important as a building than we had any idea about. And we're exploring that this summer. We're going to try and tell that hidden Tudor story and bring it all to life with a huge week-long event called Hosting Henry VIII.
And what is it that you found, and what will people be able to look at when they come here as part of the festival?
Well, so through the research we've done into the project, we found that actually not only did Henry VIII own West Horsey Place for a period of 8 years, and he did works to the house, we know what he grew in the garden, but amazingly, this record survives from 1533, when Henry VIII had given the house to a friend and sort of favourite of his called Henry Courtney. He used to give places away and then take them back and give them, you know, yeah. But so he'd given the estate to this, he was the Marquess of Exeter, Henry Courtney. He was a cousin of the king and a close friend. And in gratitude, the Courtneys invited the king back to visit for a stay. And on the 29th of July, 1533, he was here. And what's so special is that the records show what musical instruments were in the house, what food they ate. We know what guests were here. Thomas Cromwell was here. And it's such an interesting point in Henry VIII's story, because he was just married to Anne Boleyn. So he'd finally achieved all the things he wanted. He was married to who he thought was the love of his life. They were expecting their first baby, who they thought would be the longed-for son. So he's a young king. He's athletic. He's happy. It's not the Henry VIII we're used to seeing, you know, the grumpy old tyrant. So we're recreating that visit. It's so exciting. We're transforming the hall in the house so it looks closer to what it would have looked like in the Tudor period. It's still exactly the same room, but now it's sort of an 18th century decorative scheme. So we're turning back the clock.
And what would he have used this place for, do you think?
Well, places like this were particularly favourites of the king because he loved hunting. He loved sport and he loved hunting. He was a very athletic person. So he'd have come here to visit because Henry and Gertrude Courtenay were very intimate sort of friends of his in the court, or as intimate as he was with anyone. And they'd have been out in the countryside. They'd have been hunting. They'd have been using falcons. So we're going to have a historic falconry display during the hosting Henry VIII festival, and they'd have been riding and they'd have been relaxing together. It was quite an intimate visit. It wasn't a full court visit, so there'd have been music in the house and there'd have been laughter and a lot of food and eating and drinking and chat. But of course there's always the undercurrent of sort of political machinations and who wants what and whose agenda is what. So we're gonna explore a little bit of that as well during the festival.
And so that's two amazing things here, the filming and Henry VIII. What else have you got for people who are coming here to just have a look and maybe they've never been before?
Yeah, well, I would say the reason to come and just have a little explore is because we at West Horsey Place, we do things a little bit differently, I would say, to a lot of heritage charities, in that our approach is all about heritage without barriers. So you can come and explore the house and you can pick up a book in the library and sniff it and, you know, which I love to do. And you can open a cupboard and see what's in it, and you can get real sense. It's like a sort of time capsule, that the house as we experience it now is essentially as it was left in the 1930s. And that's a really special experience, to have that sort of contact with history and to feel sort of free to explore and to wonder. It's developed organically across 600 years, so it's a cross-section of different architectural styles. So there's something for everyone. But for nature lovers, there's 5 acres of walled gardens, which we're trying to bring back and save, all with volunteers. Everything we're doing is dependent on amazing volunteers from our community who care about this place and are trying to bring it back. But there's also 400 acres of parkland, so you can take your doggy for a walk or just come for a coffee and have a look around. But everybody's welcome to come and find us.
That's Claire Clinton from West Horsley Place. There's also a free exhibition showcasing local artists taking place between now and Sunday. My Mind's Art Exhibition is being held on the West Horsley Estate at Place Farm Barn. And everyone's being invited to attend, grab a treat from the on-site cafe and enjoy the art, woodlands, scenery and, of course, West Horsley Place itself. I'm Lucy Mayer, reporting for 107.8 Radio Jackie.